This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori. Starbucks wants to make your drive-through order even quicker to pick up. The company is setting a goal of having orders ready in 4 minutes. Daniela, what's behind this?
So basically, it's part of a broader push that Starbucks has to bring customers back in by improving service. Last year, actually, Starbucks had a pretty rare sales decline. You know, that doesn't happen very often. And they realized that one of the issues, you know, besides problems like perceptions that their drinks were too expensive, was just the service time. People thought that they were waiting too long.
Do we even know what the wait time was before and what they're trying to improve on?
So surprisingly, you know, the goals for not just the drive-through, but also the in-store orders and also the mobile orders just didn't quite exist company-wide. So the company didn't even have a target before. The only thing that they measured was basically how long you spent at the handoff window at the drive-through. So basically, this is them saying, okay, we actually need some goals so we can measure this and see if we're improving or not. And if we're not, what are we going to do about it?
And company officials said that, you know, they took a look at that and they noticed that people were bailing. Well, once you've already made your order, aren't you, you know, sort of locked into staying there?
So this is more for the mobile orders. And actually, I checked this before going on this call because I wanted to see it too. But basically, if you go on the app and you try to order at a specific location, it will roughly tell you how long you're supposed to be waiting. And so what they found is that if that expected or estimated wait time is longer than 15 minutes, people just don't complete the order. They have the items in their cart, but they're just like, no, this is too long a wait. So it actually has become a problem for the company.
If you are going through the drive-through, though, I mean, I would assume that a lot of the wait time depends on how many people are in front of you. So maybe your order
and
is done.
And how many things you order.
Yeah, and how many things you order and how complicated they are. So maybe your order is done. You're just waiting for the, you know, six people in front of you.
Yes, exactly. That is absolutely true. But, you know, the having that four-minute target at least gives them some kind of, like, benchmark or threshold. And, you know, this is not the only thing that they're doing, right? It's like they're not just setting the targets. They've also said that they're going to do other stuff. Like, for example, looking at the staffing model after the CEO said that, you know, labor probably got too thin, as he said, and in some areas. They have all these, like, new tech and routines and processes that they hope will eventually add up to reducing the wait times and to actually making it so that most people, at least, are actually waiting 4 minutes or less at places like the drive-thru.
I don't know if you can answer this, but I wonder if the baristas say, yeah, I can do that in 4 minutes, or 4 minutes is impossible.
So the only thing that I can tell you is that from my prior reporting, baristas talk a lot about staffing, and it has been a big complaint of baristas for a long time. You know, so it is important that the CEO is actually looking at that, because just from my coverage of Starbucks overall, I can tell you that that is one of the things that, at least from the barista perspective, they say, actually, if you put more people on the floor, that actually would help us a lot.
I wonder if this is also good optics, because just even talking about this might make people feel like, okay, well, you know what, I'm going to go back and try it.
That is so true. And that seems to be a lot of the broader strategy as well, right? So if we take a step back, what they're trying to do is what they call basically reintroducing the company to people. And I don't know if you've seen, for example, recent ads, or even if you go on the app today, it says Starbucks Coffee Company, right? It used to say just Starbucks. And there are all these like cool shots of, you know, coffee being poured, and they're very like artistic and crafty. And so in a certain way, you know, you might look at that and you're like, that's not the Starbucks I used to know before. before. Let me see what it's like. And so it is in a certain way, a way of like piquing people's interest to try to, you know, come back and try it again and see if they like it.
Well, and they also are trying to make it so you can, it's cool to go and hang out there and have your coffee as well. So I wonder, you know, is the company trying to be new and cool, or are they going back to the nostalgia of what it used to be?
So it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, if we look at the way that the CEO has actually been talking about his plan, he actually calls it back to Starbucks. So in a certain way, it does harken back to the company's history and its roots as like an actual coffee shop. And so one of the things he's talked about is making the cafes more comfortable and adding outlets, you know, so people can actually charge their laptops and hang out there. But at the same time, he recognizes that some people now really want convenience. So it is going to be interesting to see how they balance those things, right? Like that cozy cafe experience with, okay, we have to get these drive-through and mobile orders out quickly.
Daniela, always good to talk to you. Thanks very much for the reporting. That's Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.